Now, Margaret Mills is back with me, and last week you were busy looking at arson attacks all over the county, and this week you're looking at Queen Elizabeth coming to Essex. One assumes that she wasn't in any way involved in these burning
well,
incidents.
Well, funnily enough, she always carried a box of matches.
Oh, really? I see.
No, I'm making that up.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right. Okay. I believed you as well.
You did. Had you go in there for a moment?
Mm.
Yes, Queen Elizabeth I, very much an association with Essex. She loved Essex,
mm-hmm.
loved making what were known as royal progresses
yeah.
around Essex, visiting, of course, the big houses, Felix Hall, Ingatestone Hall, Gosfield Hall, mm. Horam Hall, all of the big places where the owners, obviously, from aristocrats and the upper classes would entertain her lavishly.
Yes.
She'd wouldn't spend more than 3 days mm-hmm. in any house, any one house.
Yeah.
And Ingatestone Hall considered themselves very honoured because she spent the full 3 days there.
Mm-hmm.
But she would send on ahead of her someone to check that there was no plague in the area because she obviously...
If they didn't come back.
If they didn't come back, she knew that there was something amiss.
Yes.
But, you know, entertaining Queen Elizabeth I, this was great for the local population because they were usually given the day off to go and stand in the streets and wave and cheer.
Yeah.
And they would watch this spectacular procession of Elizabeth, her soldiers, her attendants, her ladies-in-waiting, all beautifully dressed,
uh-huh.
carrying all their possessions on horse-drawn vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And the procession was a quarter of a mile long.
Crikey.
It took about 2.5 hours for the procession to go by.
Mm.
And she came with a retinue of about 500. But the downside of this was the cost.
I could imagine.
Exactly. If you were a landowner, this could effectively almost bankrupt you.
Yes.
At Ingatestone Hall, her 3-day stay, the bill came to over £130. Now imagine, we're talking
yes.
1561.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that was a lot of money. But wonderful for the population of Essex. And of course, perhaps her most well-known trip to Essex was Tilbury
yes.
at the time of the Spanish Armada,
mm, mm.
when we're told 17,000 troops were assembled, ready to repel the Spaniards if they landed.
Crikey.
So a wonderful, spectacular, but an expensive one.
And if you heard that she was coming back again,
well,
you might have made yourself a...
you might have made an excuse to go on holiday.
Yeah, I think so.
I think.
Fair enough. Okay, thanks very much indeed. So what are you looking at next week?
Next week we're going to look at the famous Judge Tindall, whose statue stands very proudly in Chelmsford, of course.
Oh, right, okay, fine, thank you.